Welcome back or welcome to Tiny Talks Podcast. I'm your host, Tiny Winnet, and this is season 3 of the Tiny Talks Podcast, man. It feels so good to be back. I'm telling you, this season is just jam-packed, and it's a little different. They're going to be major-ass changes, but we're not even going to get into that today. Today, we are going to talk about separating ourselves from the outcome of our work. It doesn't matter if you're in school, you're at work, or you're juggling both. It doesn't matter you're an athlete, or you're just an ordinary, normal person with just you're just not very ambitious. Whatever the case may be, this is the episode for you. So stay tuned. There are so many times that we work, that we study hard, we pull all-nighters, we wake up early in the morning, we go to work, we're dedicated, we're motivated, you know, we're living our best Pinterest lives. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, when you look at your Pinterest board, right, and you can tell that you have started living that life when you're waking up at 5 a.m., you're working out, you're doing what you need to do, right? But the results, they're not matching the amount of effort that you're putting in. You've been pulling out all-nighters, like I've already said, but you're still getting, you know, meh grades. They're not really outstanding. They're average, or they're poor. You're literally failing a class in which you have been putting all your effort into. You are not getting that promotion. Like, things are just not really aligning with your efforts right now. You're feeling a little pissed. You're feeling a little tattled. Like, what? Like, I've been putting in the work, okay? How is it I am not achieving the work that, or the results that I really want from the work that I'm doing? And sometimes we do things, we start things with this narrative of, okay, when I start this, this is how it's going to be, this is how it's going to go, and at the end, I'm going to be this and that. And we forget, right, that the outcome is not in our hands. And that's the biggest reminder that I came to give you for this week. The outcome of whatever it is that you're planning to do, or that you're already doing, that you're striving for, girl, king, I see you. That thing you're striving for, the outcome, it's not in your hands. That's on God. That's on the universe. That's on whoever you want to call him or her. It's not on you. You don't know how things are going to pan out, really. You just have your Pinterest board, or you have this, you know, five-year plan in your head, and you have envisioned it out. You know, by the time I'm 30, I'm finna be, you know, CEO. I'ma have my own little business. I'ma get married. I'ma have a baby. I'ma do this. I'ma do that. The outcome is not in your hands. It doesn't matter how hard you work. And I feel like we forget that a lot. It doesn't matter how hard you work or how smart you are. You might fail. And whenever we're striving for greatness, we should always remember that there is risk of failure. There's that 50% chance that you're going to fail. It's there. But 6 times out of 10, you are going to succeed, and we are going to applaud you. We love that for you. Really, we really do. But usually, we forget that even if you work hard, even if you pull up all-nighters and you do the need for, you might fail. And we don't like that. Like, it's not a good feeling to not get what you want. And I get that. I've been through it. When you pull all-nighters and then you have an exam the next day, and you know what you wrote is BS. Like, you know that you have probably failed more than you would have if you had just slept. Okay? But what we should understand about the journey of pulling all-nighters and working and being our best is we shouldn't be so concerned about the outcome, because like I've already said, the outcome is not in our hands. We should focus on the journey itself. I feel like we're living in a time where on Pinterest, on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, we are getting this narrative of when you work hard, you win in life. And yeah, sure. But what they forget to tell you sometimes is that in that journey to becoming a winner or to get that promotion or to get those grades, there are some humps called failure that you are most likely going to like keep encountering. They're never gonna go away. Failure is like, it's like death. It's going to come. And you need to learn how to look at failure not as your enemy, but as your friend, as a measurement tool, as a metric. Like, okay, fine, I didn't do too well in my test. Why was that? Maybe I did pull an all-nighter, but I didn't fully understand what the question required of me, and I ended up answering a question that wasn't asked in the exam. Or I've been working so hard for this promotion, but deep down inside of me, I know I'm not really feeling worthy of being in the position that I want to be in. Sometimes we are not prepared adequately for the success that we are craving. I should write that down. Oh, I should write that down. We are not prepared for that amount of success. Like, we think that it's just hard work. Sometimes your mentality is stopping you from becoming who you want to be and from getting that outcome that you want, because in your head, you're just so desperate. You're just so needy. Like, have you ever dated someone who's needy, or have a friend who's needy, or just anybody, or seeing someone who's dating someone who's needy? You just get irritated. You're just like, that girl, she irks me. Jesus, what's up with her? Why can't she just stand on her two feet? Why can't you be confident in yourself? Why can't you speak well of yourself? Sometimes we work hard, but then in that process of working hard, you keep telling yourself, maybe I'm not good enough for this. Maybe I don't deserve to be in this place that I'm in. Or maybe I don't deserve the crown that I'm getting. I am so sorry if you hear some background noise. A plane is flying over my house. I live near the airport, y'all. It's one of those things I've got to accept by now. We tend to speak down on ourselves, especially when we're in a position where you feel it in your heart that you're gearing up for success and it's working and you're doing the need for your work and you're grinding, you're listening to those motivational speeches, they're getting you going. You know, you're working out, you're working hard, you out here trying to lose weight, you out here trying to get that glossy skin. But what's gonna happen is that sometimes we don't get these things because we don't actually believe that we deserve any of these things. We don't put ourselves in a position. We don't align ourselves with that goal. You might be drinking 5 liters of water to get that clear skin, girl, but you're still gobbling down 15 packets of chocolate in one go. What? You out here with no skincare routine, no healthy eating, and you think water is going to save you. It might. For some people, it works. But for other people, it doesn't. And that's the other thing that I want to say. You're comparing your journey to someone else's journey. And that's always going to be a problem because you're looking at an Instagram picture and all of a sudden you think you know their life. You think you know where they've been, where they're going, how their journey has been looking like for them, because all you see is that aesthetic pretty ass picture with them nice nails, with them nice perfumes, with them nice cars, with a nice body, with that nice book. You know, they're out here on YouTube. They're getting so many subscribers, or, you know, you've always wanted to start a YouTube channel and you're seeing your friends who started a YouTube channel who are, a YouTube channel, and they're succeeding and they're doing the needful, and all you see is the success. They're getting invited to places. They're getting brand deals. They're getting paid, right? All you see is the nice things, is the outcome of all the hard work. But you're forgetting that in all of that hard work, there was failure. There were moments of doubt. There were moments where they felt like, you know what? I just don't want to do this anymore. I am tired. I am burnt out. I'm not going to do this. So for this week, I just wanted to tell you, separate yourself from the outcome. You will not be hurt. I feel like a lot of us, when we start out on a journey, we are so attached to the outcome. If it does not come in an instant, we're giving up. And that's been the situation for Gen Z for a long time. You out here looking at, okay, fine, I want to start my YouTube channel and I want to get to 100K by the end of 2022. Great. Good for you. Like, that's good. Having a goal to work towards, that's amazing. But you have to understand that maybe, just maybe, you're working the YouTube algorithm wrong. So you're putting in the work, you're being consistent, and you're doing what you need to do, but you're working the algorithm wrong. Like, there are so many factors, or it's just not your time yet to succeed like that. Separate yourself from the outcome. Instead, attach yourself to the journey, to the present. Like, okay, fine. Right now, I feel discouraged. Why is that? Why do I feel discouraged from creating the channel of my dreams? Maybe you feel like, for the longest time, I'm just not connected. You know those moments when, as a being, you sit down with yourself and you can feel like there are parts of me that are just not connected to me. Like, I feel like I've given myself to people, I've given myself to school, I've given myself to my job, to my work, to my kids, to my family, to my friends, to my lover, to my boyfriend, to my girlfriend, and I feel like there are parts of me, essential parts of me, that are not there. And it's like, you need to work on that. Give yourself grace and work on it. Work on yourself. Attach yourself to the journey. Learn how important consistency is to your dream. Work for it. You want those good grades, you know you got to study, and you got to study consistently. Study consistently. You might fail. That's because of a whole nother reason. Maybe this program that you're forcing yourself to do is not for you. And you have to keep reevaluating yourself and be honest with yourself. Like, okay, fine. I put in all this work, but the results ain't matching. What's going on? And be honest. Okay, maybe I'm putting in the work, but whenever it comes to my assignments, I don't do them wholeheartedly. Maybe when it comes to my work, I am consistent, but I don't come to work early. It's the little things and the big things that just come up together and create that outcome that you want. Stop attaching yourself to the outcome. Instead, focus on the journey. Focus on how you're going to grow as a person, how you're going to experience those highs and those lows, and how you're going to react to them when you get to them. Stop thinking about how you're going to react to not having subscribers right now when you haven't even started the channel. Hell, you don't even have a strategy for this channel. You don't have a name. You don't have a strategy. You don't have a niche. You don't have anything. You haven't even like uploaded a single thing, and already you're stressing about subscribers and monetization. Sweetie, you don't have the right to be stressing about those things. That's the other thing. Some of the things you're stressing about that involve the outcome, you have no business stressing over because you haven't started the needful. This is the time for you to just enjoy the journey. Just trust the process. And I feel like we always look at that statement and be like, that's a weird ass statement. I don't believe in it at all. But I'm telling you, do the needful. Focus on the journey, on who you're becoming and not what you're going to get. Because who you're becoming is more important than what you're going to get. Because the truth is, you're going to get that distinction. You're going to get that promotion. You're going to get that, you know, BMI. you know, metric that you wanted, that body that you wanted, that hourglass figure, honey, those 4-pack abs, those 6-pack abs, you're going to get them, right? But right after you get them, you're going to celebrate for a second, and already you're moving on to the next thing. Who have you become because of the journey that you had to go through to get what you want? You want 100K subscribers? You have to be consistent. You have to film. You have to get out of your shell and actually start filming. Start talking to the camera. You have to keep researching how to edit videos. You have to keep researching how to be a good YouTuber. You have to learn about angles. You have to learn about your camera, whether it's on your phone or whether it's an actual camera. You know, you're out here learning different techniques to study. Today you use flashcards. Tomorrow you use Notion. The Cornell Notes thing. You're out here trying to learn how to become the best at what you're doing so that you get the result that you want. Stop attaching yourself to the result. Attach yourself to who you're becoming. Involve yourself in the things that really matter. That is the journey itself. I feel like for a lot of times, we come in a space, we look around us, and nowadays it's just so easy to look around and see everybody getting results. But like I already said, you don't know their struggle. You don't know the 1,000 pictures they had to take so that they can have that one bomb-ass picture and have it viral on Instagram. Focus on your journey. It's so easy to get distracted, to look at other people. People our age, like 20s are tricky, man. Like, I haven't even really gotten into the trenches. I already feel the pressure. I'm only 21, but I feel some sort of pressure. You see them, couples get married. Okay, that one is not pressurizing for me. I don't know. For other people, that's pressure. You're looking at people buying cars. That one is not a pressure for me. But you see people like at a point in their life where they, you know, when you look at someone and they're doing something they always told you I'm gonna do, and you're freaking proud of them, but you are left there thinking, what am I doing though? Like, seriously, what am I doing? What am I achieving? Who am I becoming? Nobody, because I'm sitting up on my ass, or I'm just stuck in school, and by the time I get out, I'm just so tired. I just want to Netflix. I just want to watch my Netflix. I just want to watch my Love Island. I just want to watch my anime and forget that I exist, okay? But if you ask those people may have insecurities of their own. They're doubting themselves, but they keep pushing. So you keep pushing. You learn. Your ups and downs are different from the next. You have advantages. We talked about this in season 2. If you have an advantage that you've got, use it. Use it. Don't even be hesitant to use the advantages that are for you. They're for you to use so that you become better. So you become. And that's on that. That's the tea. Thank you so much, guys, for listening in on today's episode. I hope you stay motivated to just stay on your lane and stay on your journey and stay on your grind and become who you've always wanted to be and not attach yourself to the goal. Separate yourself from the outcome and just focus on the journey, y'all. But this week, I've got to peace out. I'll catch y'all next week.